Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day 24 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Signs of Our Savior. A.W. Tozer once said, "Why do some people find God in a way that others do not? Why does God manifest his presence to some and let multitudes of others struggle along in the half-light of imperfect Christian experience?" Of course, the will of God is the same for all. He has no favorites within his household. All he has ever done for any of his children, he will do for all of his children. The difference lies not with God, but with us. Our text for today is Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Sometimes when you are surrounded by the familiar, you can miss the obvious. Isaiah 7:14 is a scripture often quoted around Christmas time. It is a great verse on the virgin birth of Jesus and reminds us that his name is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. If you grew up around church, you already know everything you just read. But have you ever studied the context of this verse? And what is the sign referred to in this verse? Great questions, right? First, look at the details surrounding Isaiah's statement about the virgin birth. At the time Isaiah was writing, Judah was ruled by an evil king named Ahaz. King Ahaz became king at the age of 20 and ruled for 20 years, from 735 to 715 BC. During Isaiah 7 through 10, Ahaz is in a terrible situation. Ephraim and Syria were attacking Jerusalem and seeking to overthrow King Ahaz. God sends Isaiah to King Ahaz to declare to him that his attackers will fail and be destroyed. Then God tells Ahaz to ask for a sign, but Ahaz refuses. So God gives him one anyway. That's where Isaiah 7:14 comes in. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Wait just one minute. How is Isaiah's prophecy about Jesus being born of a virgin a sign for Ahaz? Remember, this was 700 BC, so Jesus would not be born for another 700 years. The word translated as virgin in Isaiah 7:14 is Alma. This Hebrew word can mean virgin, but it can also describe a young woman of marrying age, depending on context. Therefore, the child to be born was both an immediate sign in Ahaz's time and a future prophecy that foreshadowed the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Notice the immediate fulfillment of a child being born in Ahaz's time by looking at Isaiah 7:15 through 16. "He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste." The birth of this child is a sign from God guaranteeing that Judah would not be destroyed by Syria and Ephraim. If your city was being attacked by Ephraim and Syria, wouldn't you want the message to be, "God help us"? Yet the most important thing that you need to know is that God is with you. However, the major point of this prophecy is that it prefigured the birth of the virgin-born Son of God, Jesus Christ. Matthew would later realize that the foreshadowing of Jesus found in Isaiah 7:14. Observe Matthew 1:23. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." As in Ahaz's day, the most important message for the whole world is God is with us. The sign in the message found in God's name. Therefore, Isaiah 7:14 has two messages found in the sign of one name. One message was for the present time, signaling the defeat of two evil nations. The other was for all time, signaling the defeat of sin, death, and the devil. The sign stayed the same, no matter how big our problems are in the present and the future. God is with us. I am so glad that God showed me the twofold meaning of his prophecy in Isaiah 7:14. For so long, I had missed the obvious because of the familiar. The most important lesson for today is not to miss the sign of your Savior because you have grown too comfortable with the familiar. The same God who can give a prophecy that can be fulfilled 700 years apart can fill your heart with hope. Praise Jesus today and every day, remembering that his name is Emmanuel. God is with us. Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. In what ways have you missed some of the signs that Jesus is your Savior? How does a deeper study of Isaiah 14 give you more hope in the power of God? And finally, how would you answer Tozer's question that began today's devotion? Why do some people find God in ways that others do not? Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a blessed day.